What do you do?
Well, I'm an observer, and I enjoy folk dancing.
I'm an observer also.
Oh, what a small galaxy.
And a few years ago, I never even knew there were aliens, and here I am sitting with two. You know what you mean?
I would like to make a toast.
A friendship that spans the universe.
Are you satisfied with the orphan?
I can mold him into whatever I want.
What about the woman?
She's of no use to us. She'll have to be eliminated.
And the child?
The son, Murren, is nothing but a useless mutant.
No one calls my son a mutant. You should take a hike.
But what are you getting so upset about? I mean, we have important business.
We have nothing to discuss. You should leave right now.
Live to regret this, Orkin.
He's so sweet. What is going on?
You know I never cheat on you.
Take your hands off me!
Whoa, you're an android.
And I am also a bomb.
A bomb!
Is
everything
okay, Mark?
Still think I'm paranoid,
man? How is that, though?
We gotta go someplace where he won't find us.
I have a feeling we're never gonna see this place again.
Beautiful, isn't it, Min?
Mm-hmm.
Painted desert, purple mountains. It'd be a great place to die.
All right. Now, I didn't say anything when you said you saw a cactus take out our license plate number.
I did.
Enough is enough, Mort. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of distance between us and Cal, Min.
Min, don't you underestimate Cal. He's got a Porsche.
This is an emergency situation, and we need you, okay? So don't fall apart, like you do when your potato chip has a little green on it.
I do hate that. But you're right. Gonna hang tough, it'll be cool. Right. Because, you know, Min, I'm the kind of guy who likes to roam around. I never stay in one place. I go from town to town because I'm a wanderer. Yes, I'm a wanderer. Well, I wonder, 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 wonder.
Chelnik, we've located the alien. Shall we take him?
No. Keep him in sight. But save him for me.
Go.
Who cares? It's a better place to hide than Edna's Reptile Dinner Theater.
But I loved it when that iguana sang Oklahoma.
Hungry? Where do you suppose the coffee shop is? The last thing I had to eat was a Junior Mint, and that was stuck to the sole of my shoe.
But you didn't share it, you wretched little churl.
All right, let's not start this again. Look, Smurf, what we're going to do, we'll check in, and then we'll go to the coffee shop, and then when Dad comes, we'll be able to pay for it, all right?
Come on, everybody, let's go! Come on, let's go! Come on! All right! This is the last one! Oh, terrific! Let's all give ourselves a Hidden Hill pen for the splendid job we did on our run today! Try to forget about what happened to Angela. Time for lunch, everybody. Today's meal is a carrot stick and a picture of a potato. Let's go. Remember, you can never meet too rich or too thin.
I have a feeling this place is a fat farm.
Yeah, and what a bumper crop.
Okay, give me a minute.
Come on, Stella, you can do it.
Yeah!
Come on!
Yeah!
Allison and I have a weight problem. But I feel good about myself because I've lost 17 pounds. And now when I go on an airplane, they'll allow the other passengers to take luggage.
Thank you, Stella. Okay, who wants to go next?
Mark, it's been 3 days of starving. I can't take much more of this.
Yeah, it's almost like Mahatma Gandhi opened up a burger stand.
Mom and Daddy. There's a woman after me. She's from Indiana, and she's a widow, and she wants me to take over her late husband's shoe factory.
Oh, oh, factory, son, you have my blessing.
Mark, don't worry about it. Just try to stay in large groups.
Down here, that's not hard to do. Oh, my looks have become a curse. Mark,
oh,
Mindy, are you all right?
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. We didn't want to drag you into all of this, but there's no one else to turn to.
Well, honey, what's a father for? I'm just glad you're not hurt.
Oh, Dad, I hate to be the cliched son-in-law, but where are Buck?
Oh, here. Oh, hey, hey, what's your hurry? I haven't even seen my little grandson yet.
Look at this Mondo Dinero. Oh, whoa, you must have got a great settlement in your hair transplant, too.
We don't need all this money.
Oh, that's all right. I can afford to be generous. After all, you'll never live to spend it.
Oh, Min, looks like we're not going to hit our target weight after all.
All right, now. What has 4 legs and 10 seconds to live?
Well, wait a minute, I know this one. Oh, it's, I think it sounds like...
Oh, would you shut up or press? All right. Both of you, put your fingers in your ears. Go ahead, and stand on 1 foot.
Oh, 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 boy, do you look stupid!
Why do you want to kill us?
Because you're the only ones that can throw a monkey wrench into my plans. I have to kill all 3 of you and then get back for my haircut by 4. Now, where's the little mutant?
No, not Murphy, he's just a child.
Well... No, I'm going to kill him.
You're insane.
Oh, Mark, if only you had my vision of the future. If only you had 1/10 of my power and brilliance instead of the ambition of a substitute teacher. I infiltrated your government. I took an ineffective arm of a consumer protection agency and turned them into my own personal army. I told them that you were the alien threatening the planet. Catchy twist, isn't it?
Thank you. There was a draft.
All right, all right. Any last words?
Oh, Lord.
Min, I'm so glad we had this time here together. Just to have a laugh and a sing a song. Seems we just have started, and before we know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
Okay, hold it right there.
Don't kill me, baby. Don't kill me.
Get out of the way, you dumbbell. Okay, you hold it right there.
Oh, no. You wouldn't fire that gun.
Oh, yes, I would.
No.
I'll get this back to you by Tuesday.
All you Earth women are good for is standing in line at the movies while your husband parks a car.
Take it back, I'm not kidding.
You don't have the guts.
Just like you. I just don't have the instructions.
Min, over there and bam! Min, was that you or the memory?
That was my mother's ray gun. All right. You just bought yourself another minute to live, but ooh, is it gonna hurt?
Oh, yeah? What about this, huh?
Oh, your dinky little finger is no match for my telekinetic powers.
Oh,
You
did it now, Jack. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack. Come on.
Our boxing has been good to me.
Bachelor number one, are you employed?
Okay, this has been fun, gang, but it's death time.
Oh, Daddy, huh? What's this?
The thief.
Come, Nick. Oh, please, don't hurt them. Who would ever adopt a 200-pound orphan?
Jordan, quick, run for him.
Father and son team since Raymond and Aaron Burr.
Caucasian. I turned him into a statue. Well, it's all over. We might as well go home.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Son, we did it. Whoa, you little pooterette. Give your daddy five.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's wonderful.
It's
the heat of battle.
Ann, come on, I never said I hated your hair. I just liked your one who was, well, attractive.
Clark?
Ann?
I'm not going to argue about this. I'm too happy to be alive to be as mad as I should be.
Off the record, Mommy. I'm on your side.
Mark, we have to talk.
All right.
But not in front of
M-E-A-R-T-H. Who is me, Art? Me. Mert. Just trying to figure out how I can get that air mattress back.
Nothing is going to stop Kelnick's men. They think you're the alien who's secretly out to take over the world, and they're just going to keep hunting until they find you.
Yeah. There's only one solution, I guess.
You and Murph take the Jeep and go east, and I'll go west and try and keep him on my trail.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to leave you.
Oh, bless you, hon. Oh. Well, let's see. Well, there's one other solution.
What?
That's very dangerous, though. Murph?
Yes?
Come here.
This has to be a family decision.
Oh. We're going to have steak tonight?
See, there's only one choice, but I think it's the only way. I have to tell the whole world that I'm an alien. See, that way they know I've got nothing to hide. I mean, it's just the only way. I've got to go public.
Mark, for as long as I've known you, this is the one thing I've been the most scared of. You have no idea how people are going to act or how they're going to treat you. I don't know.
I mean, come on now. Oh, I mean, I've lived on this planet for 4 years, and most of the people are very good. I mean, if they can accept Diana Ross as Dorothy, they can go for me.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you this live report of national interest from the Federal Building in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary General of the United States.
Good afternoon. I have been asked to make the following announcement. 5 days ago, the United States government became aware of the existence of an extraterrestrial being living on this planet. Since that time, his origin has been verified by our nation's leading scientific and military experts who are present today. He will speak to you now.
McConnell, and I'm married to Mork here.
Oh, go Dodgers!
Mork came to this planet 4 years ago from a place called Ork. Ork is a very nice planet. It's a lot like Earth, as a matter of fact. It has gravity and oxygen and dog races. And now I want to introduce to you all someone who has proved to me that life on other planets is not only peaceful, but compassionate and loving. Mork.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all couples that are just living together.
Tell them about yourself.
Yes, I am an alien, and cold pizza gives me gas. I know it's going to be difficult for many of you to accept me because I'm different. But hey, I really pose no threat to you. Hey, I'm just like all of you, except I have 3 hearts and no liver. And who likes liver anyway? To be very blunt, I'm throwing myself at your mercy. See, all we want to do is live here in peace. This world has given me very, very wonderful things. My wife, my son. And now I think it's time for me to give you something back. You see, the universe, it's a very, very big place. But if you accept me today, I think we take the first step to make it a little bit smaller. It's a great opportunity. Let's not blow it. I don't know what else to say.
More. Your days are numbered.